Blog Talk Radio.
God in the highest. What a blessing it is to be here again with you here on the Stars of Heaven Network. And I am honored that you have decided to spend this time with me as I continue to share with you and minister to you August offering entitled A New Creation. And I tell you, I'm being so blessed by this offering, August offering. It has really opened so much up to me and shared so much to me about this time and dispensation of grace that we're in. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be alive, to wake up, woken up this morning, and to still have another day. Amen. In His mercy. Amen. His mercies are new every morning. And this is yours truly, Lise Marie, founder and president of Bride of Christ Women's Ministries. And you have tuned into the Stars of Heaven Network. Yes, the Stars of Heaven Network. And I'm excited about the Stars of Heaven Network because it speaks to exactly what I'm ministering on this month, and that is a new creation, amen, divine alignment, redemption, amen. And I would not be here if it was not for me being a new creature in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus because of the shed blood of Yeshua, the Christ, the Anointed One. And I tell you, if I wasn't saved, I wouldn't be here. I probably wouldn't be on this earth. And that's just the God honest truth. But because of His mercy, because I've been redeemed by His blood, I'm here, and you are here. And if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, this is the time, this is the opportunity for you to confess Him. Amen, as your Lord and Savior, because we all need a Savior. We all need someone greater than ourselves to see beyond and beyond ourselves. Amen. And God gave us free will, so whatever it is that you choose to believe in, I hope that it's serving you well. I hope it's in peace, it's in righteousness, and most importantly, being inhabitants of the earth, I hope that it manifests justice and peace, amen, because that's what we need here on in the earth is peace, peace, peace. So I'm excited to be here with you, to share more with you of the eighth wonder of the world. And I tell you, I could not complete this message series without coming to you from the Virgin Rain broadcast to celebrate and venerate our Blessed Mother. Yesterday was the day of her Assumption, her feast day, and I didn't come to you yesterday, and I wanted to make sure I came to you today on Wonderful Wednesday to really, really, really share more with you regarding the revelation that I've received from receiving her. And a lot of this broadcast is going to be me sharing my experiences and my testimony as relates to me coming into the fullness of the Godhead body, because our faith, which is birthed by our mouth and confession of the Lord Jesus Christ, consists for me of many different aspects. And if I was not open to the complete salvation in the Godhead body, which is unveiled by the glorious mysteries, I wouldn't be coming to you. And that's a testament to what your heart can lead you to. Amen. The Word of God says that if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. Amen. If we seek for Him with our whole heart, we shall find Him. So I don't want to prolong the time. I really want to just first speak to and go to the Facebook post that I put on yesterday, because I got busy yesterday and I really didn't get a chance to get on. But before I fell asleep, this was on my heart. She was on my heart. And I really wanted to share this prayer with you, because at this time, understanding how important her role is, our Blessed Mother's role is in salvation, is going to really help you get through a lot of things in your own personal life as women, as men as well, but I'm speaking to the women because, again, when I birthed Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, I had no idea that I would embrace the Catholic faith, amen, and which is the faith of Christ, regardless of what your expression is. Let me say that. But I have been completed and still being completed through the unveiling of revelation of His Son and her role in salvation. So I just wanted to, if you didn't have a chance to go by Brides of Christ Facebook page and look at the prayer, because it's really one that's fitting for today, amen, and how this is a work week. And what I so love about the prayer that it speaks to those who are working during the week, amen, and how our Blessed Mother, hallelujah, redeemed us, amen, through her obedience and gave us a new Eden, amen. And I'm excited about that. She is our new Eve, amen, and have gone way beyond that title as just a new Eve. But in the foundation of our faith, amen, she redeemed us as women. Amen, redeemed Eve, and now it's a new Eve. So if you didn't haven't had a chance, go by and read it. It's really a blessing for those of you who are of us who work during the work week, and how we now not only fulfill the commission of Christ and God's will by His grace, but we do it in His favor, amen. We do it willfully with our bodies, amen, being His, amen, being the tabernacle of God, being the temple of the Holy Spirit. So I just wanted to quickly mention that. And as I continue to celebrate and share with you about her assumption and her role and where she sits today as Queen of Heaven, glory be to God, Queen of Heaven, Queen of Earth, it was by me receiving her, not just as the mother of Jesus, but really getting revelation of who she is as a woman and how important she is for us as women. Amen. And how she can help us at every stage and age and station in life. And I tell you, she is a fine example, the perfect example in your self-discovery as a woman. Amen. And growing in your womanhood. And that's not to say that we don't have parents or sisters or brothers or mothers, people we can draw from. But the truth is many of us have been wounded even from our childhood and things that we have experienced in this life that have caused us to question why. And a lot of things that I have suffered and gone through, I've had to taking counsel and therapy, which was great and helped me understand the emotional and the psychological things that's going on with me in my growth. But it was actually and the blessing part of my healing, a lot of my healing came from me receiving our Blessed Mother and the Lord giving me revelation of how she understands me as a woman. And those apprehensions of her appearing is real, amen, is really, really real. And so when I speak of our Blessed Mother, I speak of her from the place of experience and by revelation, by personal experience with her, amen. And people don't believe that in a lot of sense, that when you call upon Jesus or call upon the Lord, Yeshua, and that he will answer, he will answer. And they're not just deities or mythologies. They're real persons of the Godhead, amen. And I tell you, her role in salvation is real, and her role in our redemption and salvation is real. It's every day. Amen. And the blessing part about me receiving the Lord as my personal Lord and Savior, which canceled a lot of contracts upon my life that the devil had ordered on my life, that was the beginning, the start of it, and it really is, it was the end of it. But it was me receiving our Blessed Mother that really gave me the details of why. Of why a lot of things were happening. And a lot of it, the things that I have suffered in my life as a woman and growing and pains, and it was through not knowing myself, because I was still in a place of self-discovery as I am now, but also not having revelation and spiritual knowledge of those biblical entities and deities that the Lord gave us, who God chose, which he chose Mary, for us to be an example, amen, for us to follow. And it was only then that I really began to get an understanding on why a lot of the attacks happened. And they're still happening as relates to, you know, men, you know, because I have issues with men and women of a certain persuasion, those who operate from a Jezebel spirit, and I'll get into that a little bit later, and certain men that will be attracted to me, not just from a physical aspect, but from a spiritual aspect, which is demonic, amen. And when you encounter that, when the people who don't even know you and they attach themselves to your life in such an evil way, where they would really want to have rights to your soul or have rights to your life, your femininity, your sexuality, that's demonic. And that's what I had experienced. And if I had not hungered and thirsted and sought the Lord about understanding why it was happening, I would have taken it personal. Amen. And so I'm going to say this. The Lord loves women. God loves women. God loves you. He loves me. And him choosing our Blessed Mother and the Immaculate Conception, glory be to God, which was the seed of a new creation, divinely placed in her womb, amen, was the beginning of the new creation, amen. That seed that was immaculately put inside her womb that birthed our Christ, amen, was the beginning of the new heavens and the new earth, our new nature of becoming one new man, amen, a new creature in Christ Jesus, amen. And I tell you, that seed was brought forth by way of what? Annunciation. Amen. The angel Gabriel had to proclaim it, to declare it first, for it to be. Amen. And so I'm really a advocate of women of all ages. I am militant when it comes to my womanhood, my sexuality, my femininity, and expressing it in the way that it should be expressed. And that's through, hallelujah, the example of our Blessed Mother. Amen. So I want to quickly just share with you some things that I have in my notes the Lord had given me for this broadcast. And one of the things that I'm going to go to now is my introduction, because he gave me this as it relates to the new heavens and the new earth and being a new creation, and how our Blessed Mother has so many names. So many names, just like our Lord and Savior has so many names. And a lot of times I find it necessary and needful to call upon him from those names that he has that will bring me closer or make me feel more secure in what he's doing in my life. And you might have noticed on my website and through my translations that I put on my website when I'm bringing you the Word of the Day or any postings, I use different translations because understanding who the Lord is and call upon his name, glory be to God, in any situation will bring forth the manifestation that you need. Hallelujah. And truly, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. But for me, a lot of times I like to remember him as the Ancient of Days. Amen. I have to call upon him as Adonijah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, and declare him in him being the Yeshua. Because if we're going to go back to the original intent and the original purpose and plan for our life, we must know and understand who he really is from his origins. Amen. He's the seed of David. Amen. And just as our Blessed Mother has many titles, and we will as well. Hallelujah. We will as well. The Word of God said that he will give us a new name that no man know it but the Father. And so in this broadcast, I really wanted to bring to you Galatians as it relates to the two covenants. Because in this broadcast, I wanted you to understand that we are daughters of our mother, who is the Ark of the Covenant. Her bearing Christ in her physical body, in her womb, she was then now became the Ark, the new Ark of the new covenant. Glory be to God that we now praise and worship, which is the Messiah. Amen. Yeshua. Amen. And Galatians, the fourth chapter, the 22nd through the 28th verse, and I've put the Amplified version on there because I really wanted to kind of give you a clear understanding of what Galatians is saying. And it speaks to Abraham, who had two sons, one by a slave woman, whose name was Hagar, and one by the free woman, Sarah. And I tell you, any woman that you encounter in this life, you really, really need really to understand her positioning. Amen. That's just not by what she owns or what she has or what she believes. It's really by the state of her soul. Amen. Her relationship, her covenant. Glory be to God, her covenant. And this is what we're looking at right here in Galatians, the fourth chapter, is the two covenants between one who was free and one who was a bond woman. Amen. And as Galatians goes on to say that the woman that was born, a free woman, whose name was Sarah, was born a free woman, but the child of the slave woman was born according to the what? Flesh, and had an ordinary birth. Amen. And I'm going to stop there and expound upon that, because the Immaculate Conception, amen, even as we receive the Immaculate Conception of the Holy Ghost, when we confessed him in our with our mouth and believed in our heart, and we tarried, we waited, amen, for him to come upon us and to impart unto us the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which is manifested in our life by speaking in other tongues, manifested in our life by signs and wonders. Amen. And so it's really, really important, and has been really important for me as a woman who confesses the Lord, to discern when I meet women and men which covenant they have. Amen. Because a person quoting scriptures, amen, does not mean that they're free. Amen. Freedom and liberty is based on our works and our deeds, amen, which will testify for or against us. Now, we who are born of the Spirit, are born of the Spirit by the Spirit of the living God, amen, the living God, and his Spirit, which now is alive and well in the earth realm, is given to us freely, amen, if we hunger and thirst after it, amen. Now, it talks about that how the woman who was born according to the flesh had an ordinary birth. And what I mean by ordinary, and what they mean by what he speaks of ordinary, he's speaking of by way of works, deeds. And that's what the wrestling is about, amen. Our faith, which is invisible, amen, which is substance, the substance of things that we are hoping for, the evidence of things not seen, can only be manifested through purity, amen, and through and by the promises of God, amen, according to the pure desires of our heart. Amen. So this thing about the ordinary birth and people who are in the flesh, born according to the flesh, which is what is they're expected to do, because, again, I don't condemn anybody who's in the flesh, especially if they're not born again of the water and the Spirit. Flesh is what flesh is. But the danger is when you have someone who confess or profess Christ and they're manifesting something other than what is truly of the divine nature of Christ. And again, my listeners, again, you will not be able to discern what is of God, who is of God. You will not know how to try the Spirit, test the Spirit, if you are not in covenant with yourself, with him yourself. Amen? If you are not living according to truth. Amen. The word of the Lord says, you shall know the truth, and the truth you know shall make you free. And the truth is the gospel. Amen. The truth is he loves you. Amen. And so going back to what I was saying before I lose my train of thought, he said those who are of the flesh are not operating out of faith. Amen. Because true faith is not hook to crook. It's not. True faith is not shysty. Amen. True faith does not bring division. True faith does not measure oneself by someone else. Amen. So those who operate in the flesh and have to fight for everything, amen, are those who are born of the slave woman. And we're not. We are born of the free woman. Amen. And so today presents you with a choice. Amen. Of what manner of woman or man you will be, according to your faith, true faith, holy faith, be it unto you. Amen. So let me move on. It goes on to say, while the son of the free woman was born in fulfillment of the promise, glory be to God, the free woman was born in fulfillment of the promise. That means once we were born again of the water and the spirit, we receive the Lord as our personal Lord and Savior. We were fulfilled in the promise. They're yet to be manifested. They're yet to be seen. But when we were born and we confessed the Lord as our Lord and Savior, we put our trust in him. Amen. Our life is according to the gospel, according to the apostles' doctrine. Amen. Our faith is pure, without partiality, knowing that our faith is more precious than silver than gold. Our faith is the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he was the one who by faith fulfilled the plan of God and salvation by going to the cross of Calvary and continued on and endured the cross and despised the shame. Amen. He goes on to say that now these facts are about to be used by me as an allegory. That is, I will illustrate by using them for these women can represent two covenants. One covenant originated from Mount Sinai, where the law was given, that bears children destined for slavery. She is Hagar, amen. And that's not trying to say anything negative or derogatory about Hagar. I'm only speaking of her as an example of understanding what type of covenant you have with first of all, the Lord, and more importantly, with other people. Amen. Hagar represents Mount Sinai in Arabia, and she corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. And that's a very dangerous thing, amen, because being daughters of the new Eve, amen, being daughters of the mother of the Ark of the Covenant, we have freedom. Why? Because we're no longer under the law. We're living freely in the spirit, amen. By the commandment of love, and by, he says what, the way of faith, represented by Sarah, amen. She also is our mother, amen. For it is written in the scripture, rejoice, O barren, women who have not given birth. Break forth into joyful shout, you who are not in labor. For the desolate woman has many more children than she has a husband. And we, believing, brothers and sisters, like Isaac, are children, not merely of the physical descent, like Ishmael, but our children born of promise, born what? Miraculously. Miraculously. Amen. And so I had to read that for you and really expound upon that, because today's broadcast is to really help you understand that the Lord is extending this invitation for you to come and dine, to feast. Amen. He wants to impart to you miraculously his divine nature. his divine nature. Amen. And that certainly can be done by way of repentance. Amen. And believing, amen, that he was raised from the dead. Amen. It was the Ruha of God. It was the breath of God. It was his power that raised the Lord from the dead. Amen. And who still is alive now in the earth realm. And that's why I'm so excited about this time, because the importance of Mary's role in the new creation is to have an understanding of how her obedience, amen, crushed and bruised the head of the serpent, who now is considered and called the dragon. And that leads me to another woman. Glory be to God. Another woman that is spoken about in the Word of God, which is Jezebel. But before I go there, I really want to go to John, because he gave me John the 19th chapter, because John the 19th chapter is the station, was the beginning of the positioning that the Lord was giving our Lord before he was to be crucified. And in John the 19th chapter, this is where stood by the cross was his mother and sister Mary, the wife of Cephas, and Mary Magdalene. And this is where when Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." Then said he to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. Amen. And so the Lord gave me this to say that before he fulfilled all things, amen, and died on a cross, that his mother was positioned to be given charge of his church. Glory be to God. And so it's important to understand that, again, we are the church. Corporately, we make up the body of Christ. But to understand that our temples in which he longs to dwell, amen, which in which he dwells by way of the Holy Ghost being filled with the Spirit, is not a temple of Christ. And him giving his body, amen, represents his mother. So what we see in the 27th chapter, where he committed his mother to John, and John received her. Again, that disciple took her unto his own home. Amen. He received the mother of Jesus. He received her positioning. Amen. And so your salvation cannot be complete. Your union with Christ cannot be complete without the body of Christ, without being part of the true church. Amen. Yes, it's been a personal blessing and revelation and healing of knowing her personally. Amen. And even receiving apprehensions and revelation of her, but it was corporately being connected to the body of Christ, the fivefold ministry gift, that I'm able to see the fullness, glory be to God, of the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. Now, again, this was John who was there at his crucifixion, but John, who was exiled on the island of Patmos, also wrote in his revelation about the other woman, the great mother of harlots. So again, in this broadcast, I really want you to be aware of women, and women that you meet, and the women, more important, that you are, or the woman that you are becoming, because it is amazing that at the end of the prophecy, a revelation, we here now see what? A woman, the great mother of harlots, amen, and the beast that she wrote upon.
And so I really want you to be encouraged and understanding and knowing who you are, amen, and how important you are to God, amen, from the beginning, from the genesis of your life, amen, and how you need to understand that Satan, Lucifer, hates women. Amen. Not only does he hate them, but he loves them. He loves them when he can beguile them and he can lie and deceive. Amen. But a lot of things that I went through, I had to gain an understanding of why, as a soul, as a woman, I went through the things that I went through, and I had to go back to and allow him to give me revelation of my creation. Who he created me to be, which is what? A woman. I tell you, being a woman is one of the greatest gifts that we've been given. And I celebrate you. Glory be to God. I celebrate you in your womanhood. And that's why I named my ministry Brides of Christ. There's one bride, but there's many expressions. And only a mature woman, amen, a woman who loves the Lord, who has the heart of the Father, amen, who has the Sacred Heart of our Blessed Mother in her choosing and willing to give her life to the Lord, and even her womb, to bring forth the new creation, can understand that. Glory be to God. So I just want to share with you how that it's important for you as a woman to understand revelation, and in your own time, I pray you go and read about the Great Mother of Harlots and the beast that she wrote upon, because it is that now dragon, amen, because everything the enemy has escalated. He's no longer just a serpent, he's a dragon, and he's called the beast, amen, and the only protection we have as women is our yes, Lord, amen, and our purity, and our humbleness, and our submission to the Lords of Lords and the King of Kings. And I've had to understand it in my life that even though I was under certain leaderships, and I wanted to submit myself to leadership as I was supposed to, as the scripture said, but I had to come to understand that in me doing that, I opened myself up to leaders that I shouldn't have been under, because they did not have, first and foremost, the Spirit of Christ. They did not have the love of the Father. Amen. And if they were saved, they had a different type of spirit where they couldn't receive different type of women. Amen. A lot of them had respectable persons. And a lot of it is because they clearly saw who I was and couldn't use me. You know, I wasn't thirsty, as they say, or I didn't have whorish ways, or I didn't have a certain disposition where they could use me, so I became an enemy. Amen. So it's really, really important as women, even in your personal life, understanding when you are drawn to certain men, or when certain men are attracted to you or drawn to you, understanding what spirit they are of. Because I shared with you a 2-year ordeal I went through with someone stalking me. Had no desire for me in the physical. It was a spiritual attack. It was this person came after me because of the seed that was in me, and I'll share that with you a little bit later. More about that later, but I shared my testimony about this, and this is a big part of why I wanted to bring this broadcast, because as a woman, the enemy wants to try to defile our sexuality, amen, even sacrifice us, and that's one thing that even women would try to do, amen, would try to prostitute you or make merchandise of you, amen. And so it's real important for you who are young women to really, really, really seek the Lord with your whole heart. Because I came into the fullness of this in my healing by embracing and allowing the Lord to bring me and to introduce me to his mother. Amen. I didn't do it religiously. It came in the form of the expression of the Catholic faith. But my heart Amen. During that time, I was crying out to the Lord for healing and get to understand why all these spiritual attacks were happening. He literally led me to the Catholic faith. And it was during that time that I began to be healed and gain an understanding of truly why the Queen of Heaven and how great of a role of salvation she has in our very life. Amen. So I tell you, our Blessed Mother is an example that we need today. Amen. She is real. She loves you. She loves all her children. Amen. And we are her children. Amen. The Lord committed us to her. Amen. Personally and corporately. So whatever you need, you can go. Amen. To Him in prayer. To the Lord in prayer and pray unto Him. Amen. And trust me, she's there as well, making intercession for us. Amen. And I so believe in the patron saints. I so believe in the martyrs. I so believe in everything the Lord has brought me into by revelation. And to each his own. Amen. And I tell you, the things that I've shared with you is true, a true testimony of everything that I've been enlightened. Amen. By her holiness. Amen. So I want to thank you so much for being here with me on the Virgin Rain broadcast. I'm excited about her deity, who she's received her elevation as now Queen of Heaven. Amen. And she came from the Virgin to the Queen. And so God wants you to grow. Amen. It's going to be my prayer for you that you grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you grow in your womanhood, that God will lead and guide you and put people in your life who are truly examples according to the faith. Amen. According to their true testimony, based on their lifestyle, that will be a beacon to you, a light to you, a guide to you. Amen. A joy to you. Amen. That your babe may leave. Amen. So that's all the time I have for today. I'm wishing you peace, blessings, and love. As always, I will upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. And I will be back later in the week. And as well, I'll be posting more from the ways of the world, those who are holding the position, and will definitely be coming back to minister more from a new creation. God bless you. Peace and blessings. May you enjoy the rest of your day. Hallelujah. Remember, it's your seed. It was her seed that bruised the head of Satan. Amen. Keep a seed in your hand. Keep a seed in your mouth. Amen. And that is the word of God. That is prayer. That is your offerings. Amen. Amen. It was her seed that bruised his head, and it's your seed, it's our seed collectively, amen, in our obedience to the Lord that will bring forth new life. Peace, blessings, and love. I will speak with you soon. Take care.